summer, but was it 2 years in the making?
And Erica Jane might have a new man, but does he already have a housewife?
Oh, plus, is Summer Walker's man Little Meech too soft? We'll tell you who thinks so.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey!
All right, hey, Greg, what's up first?
All right, y'all, it's time for a...
Baby Report!
Yup. Well, listen, man, you guys remember Robert De Niro recently became a father again at 79?
We talked about it,
yeah. Well, Al Pacino said, hold my mucilage. Because he's 83, and just because his 29-year-old girlfriend, Noor Al-Fala, is 8 months pregnant, this is going to be Al's fourth child and her first, man.
Wow.
Looks like time ain't stopping nothing.
83.
Yeah.
And, still swimming at 83?
I didn't
a lot
so.
Slower.
Slower, huh?
I would imagine.
But it got there, huh?
It got there.
That baby going to be born with high blood pressure.
It made it. Yeah.
That baby going to be looking like Olivia.
Okay.
And, you know, here's the thing. And Noah's no stranger to dating artifacts. She was previously involved with Mick Jagger. You know what I mean?
Oh,
one
Lord.
Can say that she was actually rolling his stones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, that's cute, though, baby. These girls want money.
That's disgusting.
I mean, she so looked like she's his child.
Yeah.
She's old enough, like his grandkid. She's attractive. I got to say, Noor, like, I was like, oh, wow. I get it. Pacino's got good taste, and so does Mick Jagger. But, like, come on, old men are us.
Yeah, you guys, you got to be a part of the Blue Pill Posse to keep up with
that.
You know what? My mama used to say, old men give you worms.
That's what they said.
Give you worms.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you?
I don't know what that means, though. I still don't know what that means.
Yeah, that's what they
said. I'm going to have to ask my mama today because I always wonder, like, what is worms? What's that mean?
They give you worms. She's 29, and she with this man that's a millionaire, honey. When he died in a couple of weeks, honey, she get all the money.
I'm sorry,
it's kind of like
40s.
The equivalent of going and cleaning up at a going out of business sale.
Yeah.
You know what?
First, he takes out his fake teeth and he's like, you're about to have a good time tonight.
God.
Nothing better than being gone.
Yuck.
All right, y'all. And Noor ain't the only one with a vintage gentleman, okay?
Mm.
It looks like old Erica Jane has found herself a not so tenderoni, too.
Ooh.
Here we go. Now, y'all know Erica, who is 51, is she's divorcing her 83-year-old Tom Girardi. Well, she was spotted with Tom's former associate, 72-year-old Jim Wilkes.
Mm. Scandal!
Damn, Jim, who seems to be fond of taking shirtless selfies, reportedly sent Erica nearly $500,000 to help with her financial troubles.
What?
And Jim, who was recently arrested for a domestic dispute, might be sending mixed messages because even though he filed for divorce from his wife back in 2021, he just dropped this pic on IG saying, my wife and me having a nice moment.
Who knew that men 70 and above were out here running game on these women?
Who knew they were sending $500,000? I might have to get me a raisin butt.
I think that's the majority of the game, the money.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know how to send $1 million to help a chick with her bills.
Hello?
Yeah.
She's going to definitely call you back.
Gary, could you date an older man with money?
Hell yeah. Are you crazy? Girl, what I date an older man with money? Bitch, please, honey.
Like, how old are we talking?
How old are we talking
for him? How old are we talking, though?
For him.
Come on, boy, George.
Nah.
What if he tries to give you his worm, though?
You just pat it.
And turn the lights out.
Damn.
Oh my gosh.
I would just be worried you would kill someone that age.
Well, just, huh, like, hey, you cry at the funeral, bitch, like Wanda, with your big black hat on and just sniffle.
And your $500,000.
Right. Wow. All right. Okay. Well, speaking of smash alerts, yesterday we covered Megan Thee Stallion attending a wedding with Belgian soccer player Romelu Lukaku. You remember, guys?
Yeah.
Well, it seems like Romelu may have spoken it into existence back in the day. Check this out. The Shade Room did their research and uncovered an IG story from 2 years ago.
Really?
Where a fan asked Romelu if he liked Megan Fox, and he replied, no, but the Stallion, yes.
See?
Wow.
This is literally the law of attraction.
He told, Jay-Z.
Speak it into the universe. You got to say these things out loud.
He told
Knowing Jay-Z doesn't help either. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt either.
And
you know?
They have the same agent.
Exactly.
Well, Gary called it. Gary said it was Jay-Z who did it.
I'm telling you.
Somebody in that camp heard that statement.
Honey. I'm not mad at him.
Me either.
What's his name? Did he have money? I know Brett, you said he did. Was his name Paul
Party?
I say he did because I don't know nothing about him.
I thought you said Party.
He's a writer.
He said
oh, yeah. Party like ghost writes for a lot of people. He got some records on the chart of his own, so he got some dollars.
But he don't have Luka Lou money, baby.
Mm-hmm. Soccer money different.
And he ain't walking like he bow-legged neither.
What's his name?
Romelu Lukaku.
Romelu Lukaku.
Yeah, which sounds like an amazing dish. It sounds really good.
Oh, I thought it was something else. I was like, what?
Sounds like a nickname.
All right, y'all, exciting news, everybody, because model Chanel Iman is engaged to her NFL boo, Devon Godcho. Oh. Devon surprised his new fiance in the middle of Capri, Italy, darling, and she said yes.
Yes, she did.
The mommy-to-be released the exciting news yesterday on social media. Now, this will be the second marriage for both lovebirds, and Chanel is currently pregnant with their first child together, so it sounds like a beautiful love story in the making.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I'm happy and sad at the same time because, like, you know, another mom's smoking hot. And then, like, also, like, you know, my man gives everybody out there hope. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to have, like, a model-esque physique to pull a model. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Some personality, some swag, and know how to be romantic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, you know, I mean, but the good thing about me, Chanel, she didn't do like you did, Tamar, though, girl.
What'd I do?
She didn't take that long. Hell, she met this man and she married him. You still engaged.
Whoa, everybody relax. Wait a minute, Gary. We got engaged three weeks after we met each other, but I had to be quiet about the situation. I couldn't just up and get married.
Well, why not? The show y'all met on hasn't even aired yet, right?
Yes, we had to wait until the show aired.
Oh, well, she didn't wait till the balls got thrown, honey. She got engaged.
But, you know, she pregnant and I wasn't.
Oh. But I will say, it really kind of hurt, you know, the part.
Why? What part?
I happened to see her ring.
What's wrong with her ring?
Her hand is bigger than her ring.
Oh, it's not the ring. First of all, it's beautiful. Okay, the clarity is amazing.
Yeah.
And she's happy, so we should be happy.
And he's a football player. Why she didn't get with Luka Lou, the soccer player?
Because he don't like her.
Oh, yeah.
All right, y'all. Well, speaking of love, Brett, your nephew, Lil Meech, can't get enough of his new boo, Summer Walker. He got caught boo-loving on FaceTime with the singer and his friends clowned him for being a little too soft. Check it out.
I miss you. I miss you. All that old lovey-dovey bro. What you hating, bro?
Don't do him like that.
Yeah, don't do that. That ain't it.
It's always I'm so happy for him.
Me too.
It's always your single friends with no game hating on you. It's always those
single
guys.
Single friends that ain't got no chick.
Yeah. But why do you guys do that to each other? Why do y'all make fun of each other when somebody's like
because
in love?
Because they so used to their boys being like boys. Like, we gonna do this and do
is
that.
Is that what that is?
You never see your friend act this way. You never see your friend talk that way. Right. It is. It's vulnerability.
Yeah. I only make fun of my friends when they like stop doing stuff because they so wrapped around somebody. Like, oh, we're too good to hang out. Man, that's trash.
It happens at the beginning. You got to give them time.
I've watched so many friendships erode over time because they get just so deeply invested into a relationship, and then the girl be like, you can't hang out with them no more.
Brad didn't work good until they start cooling each other. Baby, beautiful.
Oh, you don't
beautiful.
Like the, you don't like Bird?
Beautiful. No,
that's
a bunch of beautiful.
Okay, you're the hating friend.
What?
You the hating friend.
Yeah, there it is.
There's always the hating friend.
I mean, that's inspiring. Beautiful baby. Oh. Never too much beautiful.
That's right. First of all, them two are inspiring, okay? Mm. They kissed each other in front of me and I almost kissed them. I didn't know what to do. It's true.
Yo, it's amazing. I just told my wife. I said, when I kissed you, did you see Tate Mark go?
It was great.
Did you coming in from the middle?
Almost.
Oh, my God.
We're coming up. She got Kelly says his fingers are the only ones his boo Megan Fox will taste.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. We'll explain that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Welcome back.
Hey.
Interesting story. All-American reject singer Tyson Ritter, who dabbles in acting sometimes, recalled an incident that made Machine Gun Kelly go berserk while him and Megan Fox were shooting the film Johnny and Clyde. Oh. Tyson said on a recent podcast that he wanted to pitch something to Megan for her death scene and that it included putting his fingers in her mouth, which he says made sense in the context of the script. Wow. MGK didn't take that ask very kindly and went from 0 to 100 real quick and started to berate Tyson in front of Megan.
Oh.
Mm.
Can I put my fingers in your mouth for this death scene? It's a kind of
But Tanner, if I ask you,
here we go.
Could I put my fingers in your mouth? I mean, what would you
No, absolutely Why not? There's no reason. First off, Gary,
type of scene requires that?
My mouth is
a choking scene.
Yeah. for my entire life and for the rest of it, my mouth has been Gary free. So it's gonna.
Suppose he was choking and I wanted to perform CPR, so you use your fingers first.
That's not how CPR works.
I've never seen it done that way.
You had to take out the food in your mouth. You use your fingers first.
Dig it out like it's like you're trying to unclog the drain.
Like before you scoop
I thought I'd just take
and you keep your pants on when you do that Heimlich too.
Oh.
Well, it looks like Kim Zolciak and Croy Bierman really care about the use of their bathrooms, child. So reportedly, days before both parties filed for divorce, after 11 years of marriage, Croy contacted the police on May 2nd after 10 p.m. because of a verbal dispute between him and Kim, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the cops believe they were responding to a domestic dispute, but it turns out, y'all, the real reason they were called is because Kim was refusing to leave the master bathroom when Croy wanted to take a damn shower.
Mm.
Does this just feel a little fishy, you guys?
No.
No, not at all.
Probably got the best shower.
Yeah, it feel like two people who was a couple who don't like each other no more.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cops was very Anglo.
The cops were very Anglo?
Calling the cops.
Oh. You're trying to say that's my cousin?
Your cousin. Y'all do that.
We never feel comfortable calling the cops, because anytime the cops ever came to my house growing up, someone left.
Yeah. That's why I said it's his cousin.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Sometimes it was my mom.
Yeah.
Sometimes it was.
The wrong person. They always took the wrong person.
Well, moving on, honey, we would like to congratulate our good Judy and co-host, Miss Tamar Braxton, honey. Now, your song, honey, Changed, recently entered the top 10 on Billboard's Adult R&B Airplay Charts. And you went to IG, Tamar, honey, to celebrate your latest hit. So how does it feel?
I'm so grateful. I remember, first getting into the business and not hearing my song at all on the radio. And I used to want to hear it. And now, to have my 8th top 10 radio hit, it's such a big deal for me. And I don't take it for granted. And I want to say shout out to my friend HK, who got on the challenge and killed it.
Thank you so much.
And everybody else who hopped on, and just everyone who supported. I don't even have a video for it yet because I don't like the video. So
I have to shoot another video.
I'm an artiste,
Okay.
You can't rush, greatness.
Fair enough.
Well, if you'd have told the rest of it, we would have known.
I told everyone, told the world.
Really?
It's on her Instagram.
Oh, Gary, really?
We covered the story.
You got a verse?
Where?
About Change. Do you have a verse about Change?
Yeah, you want to get on?
Go ahead, Gary. Give us a verse.
Change, a wonderful change has come over me.
Gary's changing keys, not necessarily
Gary.
But anyway, thank y'all for the love. I'm so grateful. Yes. I remember I almost gave up on music because I didn't like the business anymore.
Really?
And I understand.
Yeah, and this is my first single in 7 years.
Yeah,
and
that's amazing.
Yeah, congratulations. That is good. I'm so grateful.
They welcome you back with open arms.
Yeah.
Well, salute to you, sis, for hitting your 8th top 10 hit on the Billboard charts. And after the break, we go thirst trapping with Young Miami and Orlando Bloom. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Summer is pretty much here, so the celebs are out showing out and showing off. And it's time for
thirst trapping with the stars.
So let's get into it, okay? Hailey Bieber kicking off a hot wife summer, letting everyone know she got some milk, baby. She posted a photo of her soaking wet in a itty bitty bikini with a crop t-shirt that says, "Got milk," and captioned it, "All I know is I'm about to have the best summer of my life."
Oh.
Now, is Justin Bieber's wife thirst trapping?
Yeah. Oh, she's trapping. Anytime you wear a shirt that says "Got milk" and it's wet, that's trap.
Absolutely. She's a model, though.
Yeah,
do we give her a pass, though?
No, this is thirst trap. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Milk is a liquid that gives thirsty.
Yeah, no.
Gary, Hailey Bieber asking if everybody's got milk. Do you have milk for the boys this summer?
No, my milk is powdered.
Right about that. All right, moving on, y'all. It's time to act real bad with my girl, Carisha, also known as Young Miami. Yes, baby, it's Snatch to the Gods.
Yes.
She posted a video in an act bad all black bathing suit with her head adorned with bundles of 30 inches of that premium Indian silky straight, baby. Okay, with the caption, bring in the heat, hashtag act bad. Is this the thirst trap, y'all?
Yes, of course it is.
I don't know, I just think this my sis.
No,
why? How is this not a trap?
It's not a trap.
It's her every day.
I want a girl that acts bad.
Damn. I told y'all we're trying to go.
Sorry, I keep looking.
I keep telling y'all.
I was hired to help decide if things are traps or not. Just being professional here. Okay, keeping it hot in her. All right, we got Orlando Bloom coming through with the abs on the gram as he steps onto his expensive yacht. And I don't know if you guys consider this a thirst trap or not, but it sure caught his fiance Katy Perry's eyes because she commented, very into slippers in the ocean, and then went and commented a second time, also, I love you. So what do we think? Is Orlando trapping here?
No, there ain't no damn trap. He ain't showing nothing.
You want to see?
This is Instagram, not Playgirl.
I'm not even moist.
So, you know
not
what?
Even moist.
No.
Not you still over that pot of milk, huh?
Yeah.
You didn't add water.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I think this is just the way Legolas looks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if Tamar says it's not a trap, you know it's not a trap.
No,
she
not at all.
She know about white men, honey.
You
want
to try it? And I do.
And the last chat we have is Ryan Reynolds luxuriating in the bushes of Central Park in NYC. Now, his wifey Blake Lively posted a photo of him showing off his guns effortlessly in an Instagram stories with the warning, extra spicy. Are you getting these Deadpool thirst trap vibes?
He looked more like, what's his name? Forrest Gump.
I do like that his wife reposted it, though, and called it extra spicy. Like, that's cute.
That's nice, that's cute. Yeah.
They still like each other strong.
That's cute, but there's nothing spicy about this.
Nothing, honey. She wants her chick still.
You don't know spicy like mayonnaise? Like extra spicy?
No cayenne.
That's super spicy mayo? No. You know?
This is regular mayo. This is Hellman's.
Yeah.
That's a cheap one.
Yeah, reduced fat.
Right.
Up next, honey, we have a What the Fashion that's giving tight coinage. I'll show you exactly what I'm talking about after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's time for today's fashion is giving, honey, very tight budget friendly.
That's right, Gary. Now, the Succession season finale aired this week, and Kieran Culkin, who plays a billionaire in the show, was spotted wearing a $7 Walmart Kids t-shirt in the finale. Now, the fans were thrilled to find out that they, too, could dress like billionaire Roman. And guess what?
What?
The shirt is pretty much sold out everywhere now. Are y'all feeling a $7 tee? Is it giving high-end fashion for the low?
Hey, if he can get away with it, that's all good for him.
The thing I love about this is nobody was watching this show and they were like, that looks like a cheap t-shirt. No, they thought he was a billionaire, thought it was high fashion. Yeah. And we find out it's $7. That's a deal.
I mean, like, things only be costing the amount of money that they cost because they say that's how much things cost.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times, like, yo, like, the $7 shirt, the $700 shirt, there don't really be that too much difference in the quality and the
way
things
look. Did you ever see those photos of, like, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett? And, like, they have on real plain clothes, real plain belts. You don't see Gucci. You don't see any label anywhere.
You don't have to.
But billionaires.
I don't care what y'all say about, oh, Bill Gates wore a plain belt. That damn belt better be made from the best damn cow money could buy.
Yeah.
And we don't even know
it. And the plain white t-shirt was $300.
Thank you, honey. She was hand-picked, Kyle. So, honey, so no, baby. So, let's be clear about that.
Facts. And he's not a billionaire, by the way.
Thanks.
No. Yeah, he just plays one on TV.
Plays one on TV.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.